teed up right now.
Hi, I'm Ava.
And I'm Ziva.
Want to hear some tea?
I sure do.
Bring your cups.
And some tea.
You're listening to Spill the Tea A to Z. Hey, and welcome to episode 1.
I'm so excited.
I am definitely excited. This has been a show that has been on our minds for a while. We didn't know what to do a topic on until now. So today we're going to be doing Beyonce's semi-new album.
Semi-new.
Cowboy Carter.
We're just going to be music reviewing today.
Yes.
But if you have any topic ideas,
please let us know in our TikTok.
Yeah, we have a TikTok.
We will put it in the description of this episode podcast. But overall, this album was a banger. I honestly think it was a really good.
It was really good.
It had lots of really, really good songs.
It wasn't one of the albums that I just want to put down. I feel like it was a pretty good, it felt easy to listen to, I guess.
I think it also it pays tribute to and acknowledges a wide variety of artists and genres, I feel as well. Queen, Dolly Parton, The Beatles, Beach Boys, Nancy Sinatra, to name a few.
I do think it is a big change for Beyonce, though.
Yeah.
But, honestly, I'm not mad about it. It's, her voice sounds really good with what she's, changed in her style, I guess.
Yeah. I also liked the twang in her voice. I think it was really good. I think, honestly, I knew that going into this album, she was kind of not... She was criticized about going into, and trying to be in country, even though, she was a black woman and, going into, the country genre where it's mainly, it's majority white men in their, 40s.
When Texas Hold'em came out, everybody was like, why is she switching to country?
Yeah.
But, honestly, it fits her.
Yeah.
I feel like both, all of her genres kind of just fit her. All artists go in and out of genres and just, try new things and switch it up.
Yeah.
And it makes people uncomfortable, but then they get used to it eventually.
Yeah. So out of these, 27 songs, honestly, I'm pretty sure my top two has got to be...
16 Carriages.
16 Carriages, yes.
That is one of my favorites on the album.
And also Blackbird. Yes. That one was also, I know it's a remake of the original song.
Yeah, I grew up listening to that song.
Yeah.
So, it kind of,
It's
kind of,
it's comfort food.
Yeah, it's, close to me, I guess.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
The first song on the album, though, that's one that, kind of wasn't my favorite, to be honest, because, I thought that it just had too much going on at once. Mm. It's American
Requiem.
Yeah. American Requiem. It just had, too much going on. There was always, three voices at one time or something.
I think also Protector, that one was a really good one.
Yeah.
I think her harmonics and her, honestly, when I listened to this with my AirPods, I got chills because it was just, I love her voice and how it was just so kind of honey and how smooth it was and how she was just saying, I will be your protector and all this stuff. And I really think it was a really good song.
Yeah. I did My Rose. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That one was good too. I think it was very sweet.
Yeah. Let's see. Levi's Jeans. Wasn't that the one with, Post Malone?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Maybe.
That one was a little bit scandalous.
I'm not looking at the list right now, so so that's a bit of a iffy question for me. But
Jolene was also a good one. She also remade that one.
Jolene.
She, re-recorded that one. But also, it was just, a really, really good...
There is a lot of remakes on this album.
Yeah.
But they're good.
I did like Jolene because she kind of reworded stuff near the end.
Yeah.
Making it personalized to her rather than...
She made changes other than just straight up copying.
Jolene.
Jolene.
Jolene. Jolene. But yeah.
Yeah.
There were also some like talking kind of points in it. It was like Smoke Hour with what's his face?
with what's
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And then there was like Dolly Parton, and they were like kind of like introducing them. But overall, like I feel like in every single album that an artist released, there's always this one song that's always like a number one hit. Mm-hmm. And for this album, it was Texas Hold'em. And Texas Hold'em came out and it got played on country stations. So you know Beyonce like completely like
she like changed.
It was a 10 out of 10 song on that one.
Yeah, it was really good. Like
I think it had a good
everybody
hit with all the
started like
too.
Everybody immediately started like dancing to it, loving it, just listening to it all the time. Like
it was trending on TikTok too.
Yeah, personally I listen to it like at least every day. Mm-hmm. But then I do think when it gets to that point, it gets when the album comes out because it was a single. When the album comes out, it kind of gets old and you want to listen to the other songs.
Yeah.
But I do think it's still a really good song.
Yeah.
You just kind of get bored of it when you have other songs in the album to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we ranked all of them. So this is just based off of... Yeah. Okay. So at number 27 is Oh Louisiana. 26, Smoke Hour with Willie Nelson. It was kind of just, like, talking.
It was,
Dolly P, which is also another, like, an interlude. What? Hold on. My computer's lagging. There we go. Okay.
Smoke Hour 2.
With Willie Nelson.
I don't know why there's two Smoke Hours.
There were, like, lots of, like, talking ones. Because I feel like... Yeah. Cowboy Carter kind of, like, mimicked, like, a radio station. And then that's what all those, like, interludes were, like, for.
Yeah, I feel like it did.
22, My Rose. I understand that it was, like, a really good song.
Yeah, it was good, but I think there's other songs that were, like, better.
Yeah.
Up there.
Spaghetti by...
Linda Martell and...
Shaboozy. What was that number 21?
Shaboozy.
20 was Desert Eagle. 19, Alligator Tears. 18, Texas Hold'em.
I do think it doesn't deserve top spot, so I get why it's like there. But still, it shouldn't be down there.
It shouldn't be down, but I feel like it was like a
I feel like it, like there's other songs to listen to.
Because it was just like, as the album came out, it kind of like went down.
It kind of went away.
Yeah, exactly. So that's...
Like as more things came out, it went away.
Yeah. 17, Tyrant.
Next is Blackbird.
16.
That's 16?
Yeah. It's also kind of like one of those remakes.
I feel like just as a remake, like, people don't like it as much because they like the original.
Yeah.
But, like, I do think that it's still a good song. Just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 15 is Flamenco. 14, Just for Fun. 16 Carriages. It had good vocals.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it wasn't really...
It wasn't... I feel like it was just a lot of, like, repetitiveness.
16 characters.
And, like, all people know is just that one part. Like, the 16 characters.
Protector is 12.
I get why that's there.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's... Yeah. 11, Amen, or Amen.
Amen.
Number 10, Jolene.
Jolene.
Number 9, Bodyguard. Number 8, Levi's Jeans with Post Malone. That one was really good.
That was good.
Honey Buckin' with
Shubbies. I feel like Post Malone is going into more of these, like,
Taylor Swift's Fortnite, new album, too. Yeah.
So, like, I feel like he's getting more, like, he was down in popularity, but he's getting boosted, like, back up with
all these big artists and stuff. Yeah. But Sweet Honey Buckin' was at number 7. American Requiem, number 6. Two Hands, Two Heaven, number 5. Riverdance, number 4. Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus. That one was a really, really good one, too. I feel like all the ones with, like, the features with the big artists were also really good, too.
Yeah, I do think that they were really good.
That one was at number 3. Daughter, number 2. And Yaya at number 1.
Yeah. I do.
I said, you said, yeah, yeah. I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do think that one was pretty good.
Nancy Sinatra's, like, these boots are made for walking in that sample. These boots sample. Are
made for walking. And that's just what they do. Boots are made for walking.
And gonna walk all over you. See, I feel like that's just, like, an empowering song.
Yeah.
And it was a good song.
I think it was a good song. Yeah. I think it was pretty good, so.
But that was really the ranking. I genuinely don't have much more to say, except if you haven't listened to it, please go listen to it. It's not that long,
but it is kind of long.
It's like, so I'd say listen like to an hour it and 30 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Listen to it in like parts.
Yeah.
But I do highly recommend the album.
It's a very good album. And I think Beyonce did a really good job about transitioning into like the country.
Yeah, because I feel like she put some stuff that wasn't completely country.
Mm-hmm.
Plus stuff that was country to kind of like ease into it. Yeah,
I know. I think there were a couple songs that were like more like hip hop.
Yeah.
But overall, it was like a country album, and I think she did a really good job at it. So yeah,
that's our honest review. Thanks for spilling the tea, and we'll see you not next week, but the week after.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.